Thank you, Sarah. What a wide range of interests Sir Timothy had. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. There's a new gym with a difference, improvements to the Canaries training ground, venues across the city are gearing up for Christmas.
Sandwich breaks are being swapped for workouts at a new gym that claims visitors don't need to change or shower afterwards. Fit 20 in Reefham Road in Helsdon offers high-intensity training with personal trainers, but without the need to change clothes or shower afterwards. With room temperatures set at 17 degrees Celsius, customers attend once a week and are put through their paces in a short amount of time to exercise the five major muscle groups. Founded in the Netherlands 12 years ago, the concept has been brought to Norwich by Dan Kelly. And Mr. Kelly said, "It's absolutely unique and challenges the convention of high-intensity training being about smashing out a lot of weights and sweating profusely. The reason we sweat is operating efficiently." Those attending the Helsdon studio range from 16 to 84, with four qualified personal trainers setting up each individual with an app to monitor performance. Norwich Evening News reporter Ben Hardy gave it a go. "I turned up to Fit 20 on one of the hottest days of the year in work clothes with my pockets stuffed. And I was slightly baffled by the concept of doing any fitness effectively. Now, I'm by no means a regular gym goer, but I have previously had sessions in standard gyms where I tried to get through weights as quickly as possible. And so therefore, being forced to slow right down on the chest press and the press machines did not come naturally to me. Despite stepping off the machine feeling like my legs had turned into jelly, I was surprised to find no sweat patches ahead of returning to the office and felt all the better for it."
Norfolk's Ambulance Trust is preparing to call in the military for support when winter pressure bites. In a report to Norfolk County Councillors, the East of England Ambulance Trust, EAST, has outlined plans for when demand increases over the winter months. The report says EAST, along with the rest of the NHS, are anticipating further activity this winter. "As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, we work with regional colleagues to prepare for the increase in patients. The plans include putting in place contingency plans to call in the military and fire service support with emergency and non-emergency services if required, not sending ambulance to non-urgent patients and directing them to more appropriate services, increasing overtime levels for existing staff, recruiting extra staff to take 999 calls, and increasing the use of private ambulances. The trusts already drew on army support last month, calling a small number of military drivers for non-urgent patient transport services. Marcus Bailey, Chief Operating Officer at EAST, told councillors on the Norfolk Health Review and Scrutiny Committee that this was the most sustained pressurised period he had experienced in his 23 years with the trust."
When Stuart Webber arrived at Carrow Road, the fans were promised it was the start of a new era, and already there has been a revolution on the pitch. And now, more than 4 years on, the next steps have been revealed. The club has put in plans to improve the Colney training facility to bring it in line with football's elite clubs. And one of the most impressive elements of the plans is the player recovery hub, which will focus on getting injured stars back to full fitness. The blueprints have been submitted to South Norfolk Council in a bid to get planning permission. And although it is believed the plans could take years to get the green light, fans are excited. Many believe improvements to the ground and training complex help attract and keep better players. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, said, People at the club would tell you there are two main selling points they have, the city and now the training ground, and going forward it will really help attract players to the club.
Two friends are prepared to go to court over the ridiculous behaviour of a private parking company slapping drivers with fines for two-minute stops. Rob Crane and James Shepherd, who both live in Norwich, were each hit with £60 parking charges for stopping in the St Augustine's Gate car park in Norwich by National Parking Enforcement in August. Each stopped for less than 2 minutes on separate occasions, with Mr Crane grabbing money from a cash point and Mr Shepherd running into Spa to collect the medication for his partner. They've since had their appeals rejected and the invoices have increased to £100. The pair say they won't be coughing up money anytime soon to a company they consider ridiculous and unreasonable.
Now, Norwich is gearing up for a very merry Christmas, with massive demand for parties already flooding in. Venues across the city have said bookings started coming in as early as August. Restaurants and bar owners said they expected customers to remain cautious over gathering, but have seen the festive spirit coming in bounds, with Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights getting booked up. Stephen Hutton, Managing Director of Middleton's Steakhouse and Grill, which has a restaurant on Timber Hill, said there has been a large demand for Christmas parties. A lot of businesses have come to us. People want to get back to normality. Christmas was a washout last year. A lot of people could not see their friends or family, and so people are looking forward to making the most of it. He added that the fact people stayed in the county or holidayed in the UK this summer had driven up customer numbers for his 9 restaurants. The High Street has been very busy. Every penny counts, said Mr. Hutton, who emphasised that COVID secure measures would be in place to keep staff and diners safe. Jack Thompson, general manager and co-owner of the Bowling House on Durham Road, said bookings were coming in through on a daily basis, despite the business not yet advertising festive packages. And Richard Hughes, director of the Assembly House on Theatre Street, said, "We were a bit sceptical if people would come back, but it has been positive so far."
Norwich renters are being pushed out of the market by cash-rich Londoners leaving the capital, according to a lettings manager. New research by Zoopla revealed rental prices in the city have risen by more than 9% this year alone. This is making it increasingly difficult for young people to find homes in Norwich, as they are being gazumped by wealthier renters who are offering cash for 6 months' rent in advance. Some tenants are now paying £150 more a month for a one-bedroom flat in the city than 2 years ago. "Every time I get a property listed to rent, we get around 20 inquiries with the first 30 to 45 minutes, said Leslie Levy, associate partner and residential lettings manager at Brown & Co. "I have had people in tears because they can't get a viewing. So many people have sold properties in order to buy a larger house in the countryside, coming out of the bigger cities, particularly London, and are renting while the sales go through."
Now that's all from Ian and me. And now it's over to Pauline Goldsworthy and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.